You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family. Welcome to Wisdom by WESA and this post-WESA trade show special. I am Glenda Geek, host of the WESA Retail Roundup. In years past, when I had the opportunity to visit the WESA trade show, I put out special episodes highlighting new companies and new products. I had that opportunity to do it again in Dallas a few weeks ago, before the storm hit. This way, if you didn't have a chance to attend or didn't get a chance to see all the new booths, we give you a taste of what was new in this episode. I have 7 quick interviews for you. I will put the links to the guests we chatted with in your show notes right on your podcast player. Just scroll left or right or up or down, and you'll see them there. All the podcast players are a little different, so left or right, up or down, and you'll see the notes with the links. This show was a lot of fun for me, catching up with people I have not seen for years. I think this was our 39th trade show, and meeting new friends as well. I was happy to see so many new companies I met last year returning this year. That's always a good sign about how well things are going. I'm going to start this episode with a conversation I had after the show with Lexi of Lane Boots. She was a recent guest on Wisdom by WESA, and we talked a little bit about how the show went for her and what they have new. Well, to start out this special episode for the show at WESA in January, I have Lexi Hoagland, who's a friend of WESA, and she's a community builder, but, you know, she's known for cowgirls and cocktails and also her work with Lane Boots. And she was there at the trade show. So, hey, Lexi.
Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Well, I just wanted to have you on to talk a little bit about it. It was interesting.
It was a whirlwind of events trying to get everybody in during the snowstorm or right before the snow and ice storm.
So I always go in for 2 days, do the interviews, and I decided this time, instead of leaving on Saturday morning, to leave on Friday morning. So I was lucky. I got lucky to get out on Friday morning. But you know what I thought, and I wanted to hear if this was you guys have a permanent showroom, right?
We do, yes, yeah. Sir.
So how was it? I mean, it seemed like there were more buyers than I'm used to seeing.
Yeah, we had a great market, and it is always so great to see familiar faces and then new retailers come in, but everyone just seemed excited, and they seemed excited for, you know, Western retail and where it's going and some of the trends that are going on, and just excited to come in and see new product and what's to come for at least the beginning part of this 2026 year.
And, you know, that's the same impression. I think a lot of people came in early knowing the storm was going to happen. So they came in. We're not usually that busy on Wednesday and even Thursday morning, and it was much busier than usual in those days. And did you sell stuff?
Oh, we sold a lot.
Yay.
We came out with some new products that we're introducing here throughout this spring, and we have plenty more to come even throughout these next couple of months throughout the end of the year. But it was very exciting and very well received. Some fun little topics that we were able to introduce is earlier, or this past year, we introduced what we call Lil Lanes. And so it is like a mommy and me boot. And so we were able to open that up to our retailers here in January, where they could come in and buy kids' boots. And so they're adorable. They mimic collections that we already have that are some of our best sellers, like our Smoldering Ruby Lexington. We offer in a Lil Lane, and, you know, we have another collection called the Smoke Shows. And so there's some little girls' boots that are champagne metallic and lavender metallic, which is every little girl's dreams. And so that was really fun to see our retailers react to those.
So mom and daughter can get matching boots?
They can, yes.
I love that idea.
Thank you. And so we're going to continue to explore on that side. And we were just so excited to see how they were going to react to them, because we tried to just test the waters on our own on D2C, and it went well. And we're like, you know, our retailers need this. And then in addition, we kind of released a new last of ours, and it is a midi boot. And I think that's something that we're going to continue to explore.
Which means what?
A midi is right in between a standard height boot, which is typically 13 inches, and in between a bootie, which typically hits like right around your ankle.
So it's kind of paddock boot height?
Yes. Okay. So it's like right below where a woman's calf size tends to become a little bit more athletic. And so it's that right in between size. But we released this boot, and it's going to be a higher price point boot, but it was beautiful and also very well received. And so I think just to sum it all up is all of our retailers were excited. We're thrilled and just excited for what's to come with all of our collections within Lane Boots.
Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot with this question. There are so many boot companies there now. And so how do you compete effectively against all the boot companies that are there?
That is a great question, and it's something that I think that we take a lot of pride in, but we really try and have something offered for everybody, whether it be price point or color that a retailer is wanting to experiment with, or even, you know, a customer. I mean, I would say how we differentiate ourselves is we have an entry-level boot that starts at $150, and then we have more of a higher-end, higher price point boot that goes up to $1,295. And so to be able to, you know, talk to some of our retailers and address some of the concerns that they have within other brands or across the market of price point or styles or even fit, it is something that we've really tried to refine as a team over these last 3 years so that we're able to offer to a larger demographic than just our continued core customer.
And I think fit is something that has improved on boots. It used to be 20 years ago, there weren't a whole lot of sizes, right? I mean, you got your boot and you hoped it fit. And now I think that has changed considerably.
For sure. Yeah, we really pride ourselves on comfort. But then something that also stands out between, I would say, some of our other competitors is we have a functional lace-up corset back boot. And it's a working functional corset, which makes it adjustable for all calf sizes. And that is really a special feature that is completely unique on the market. And it makes it's a 17-inch tall boot. Functional corset, and it's good for girls who have either really skinny calves or more athletic calves, and they're all able to fit within the same boot. And so especially like you're talking about with fit, I would say that is definitely one of our key features that helps us stand out amongst the rest.
I had a tack shop back in the days, and we had an English tack shop back in the days when the tall boots came out with the first zippers in the back.
Yeah.
And being the guy that had to try the boots on everybody, I can tell you I was so happy that day.
Right?
Getting some of those tall boots off where it was a trick. Well, I am so glad that you guys had a good time and also did well at the show. I hope everybody that is listening got home okay. And I'm glad that you did as well. But thank you for joining us. What's the website?
www.laneboots.com.
Gifts are an important part of any tax store. They are the impulse purchase that bumps that receipt up a few dollars and usually doesn't take up much floor space. One of those companies is the Equestrian Chocolate Company, and they had a new product and some really new cool add-ons for sales. Well, I am still at the trade show, and I came across a friend of mine that I made. All the listeners will understand why you became an instant friend of mine 6 months ago when I saw you for the first time.
Absolutely.
They know I love chocolate. I love chocolate. And you have the Equestrian Chocolate Company.
Yeah,
thanks so much for doing this today and also for being here again because you're back.
Absolutely. We're back. Happy to be here.
And you're out of Florida.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What part?
Panama City Beach area.
Up near Destin, Pando.
Yeah.
But and your mom has a store at WAC right down the street from me.
She does, yeah. So she's got a temporary art gallery while she's waiting on her bigger gallery to be built. It's going to be in the new buildings up
the new
front.
The new shops.
Yeah, the new shops.
Well, that's great. That's terrific. It's funny how small the world is, isn't
right?
it? And that ties into your product. So tell us about your product
sure.
and then how it ties into your mom's art gallery.
Absolutely. So my mom is a art sculptor. So she sculpts equestrian art is her niche.
And apparently also other kinds of art.
Yep. Horses and a seahorse. Still a horse, right?
Yeah, it's true. Still
counts.
Still a horse.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, she had somebody ask her if her sculptures were chocolate because they were still in the clay form before they went to bronze.
Oh, okay.
And so she had this light bulb idea. And she's like, hey, what are you doing? Do you want to like start a chocolate line with me?
Is that
do
how
something
it happened?
New? That's
I didn't
how it
know
happened.
That.
Yep. Yeah. So we decided to jump into that, and here we are.
So you make dark and milk chocolate bars, but yep. They all have designs on them. Tell us about the designs.
They do. So each of our chocolate bars are inspired by her bronze sculptures. We do milk and dark chocolate, but not your traditional milk and dark chocolate.
They're really good. I've been eating them while waiting over here.
Yes. So we start straight from the bean to the bar. We use the top 10% of cacao beans in the world. So it's definitely a luxury chocolate. Our dark chocolate has a whole 2 ingredients in there, and our milk chocolate has about 3. So
is that right?
Yep.
So it's cocoa.
Mm-hmm. Sugar. Organic
and
sugar.
And milk.
And then, yeah, and then our milk chocolate has a bit of cocoa butter and milk, yes.
It tastes really good. I mean, it really is refined. It
yes,
tastes good.
Yes, yeah.
So now you're doing something really cool that ties in your mom's sculptures and artwork with the chocolate bars. Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's new. I didn't hear
that
about that.
That is new, yeah. Yes. This is new since last time we were here. So we've added into each of our chocolate bars for each purchase. You can redeem an 8.5 by 11 print signed by Tammy Tappan, who is my mom. And it comes with each of your chocolate bar purchases. So
you don't have to buy the print? You just get sent the print?
You just get sent the print, yep.
For absolutely. Buying a chocolate bar?
Yep.
Wow.
It's chocolate.
That's
and
a good
art.
Deal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That is really cool. Guys, you have to check this out. You have a website. What's the website?
EquestrianChocolateCo.com.
EquestrianChocolateCo.com. Check it out there. But it is definitely worth checking out. They're a lot of fun. The bars are a lot of fun. And now you get free art, too.
Another product to highlight in the gift section was Watercolor Western. I really like what she had and how different it was from everything else I've seen.
Well, one of the things that I always like to look for is unique art when we're at this event. And I found some unique art, and it's called Watercolor Western. We had an artist on the show just before Christmas that did painted saddles. Actually took the saddles and painted them. And you paint saddles, but in a different way. So tell us about your art.
Yes, I do paint saddles and cowboy boots, but I put a little bit of a feminine twist on them. So I take inspiration from textiles and floral patterns, and my most popular saddle is the blue saddle, which was inspired by the ginger jar lamps that my grandmother had.
Or think old-style wallpaper.
Yeah, wallpaper. That's a great example of a lot of the prints that I use on the saddles. So my goal with those is just to add...
Now, to be clear, you're making prints, not painting on saddles. I wanted to make that clear.
Yeah,
I brought that up.
So
these are prints you hang on your wall.
Yes. So this is... I make everything watercolor, so it's all 2D art. I sketch everything myself.
I stopped here because it's so unique. I've never seen anything like
this
before.
You.
It really stands out.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so I start with a sketch, and then I paint everything by hand, and then I have them printed at a local print shop in Missouri. So... I kind of do everything by hand myself, and I am...
And you're Oklahoma City.
Yeah,
my co-host is in Norman, right down the road from you.
Yeah, I'm based out of Oklahoma City, so it's
Is
it's
your
a really
storm shelter also the pantry like hers is?
No, it's in my garage. It's really sketchy, like in like a sliding
That's
door in my garage.
That's why she wouldn't do it. That's why she had the pantry built.
Yeah.
She figured if I'm going to be stuck in there, I could at least have food.
I know. Yeah. That's a great... That is
no
a
spiders.
Great point. So true, so true.
It's absolutely beautiful. Now, you also take the prints and make them into cards and other things, right?
Yes. So I have cards, stickers, like vinyl stickers for your water bottles and cars, and then ornaments, which are new this year, and then keychains.
Where can people find it?
So you can find me on Instagram at Watercolor Western. You can also find me on my website, which is watercolorwestern.com. Now, those are more just like my personal connection with my followers and my collectors. I don't have a wholesale website up and running yet, but you can contact me because, like I said, it's just a one-woman show. But yeah, I'm so excited to be here. I think it is a unique space to be like in a feminine, elegant way of representing something so rugged and utilitarian like saddles. So that is kind of where I want to be.
And I see English saddles here as well. It's not just Western.
Yes. So I do English and Western. The Western is just kind of, I have more Western saddles available right
Oklahoma
now.
City. Yeah.
Yes. So I do plan on adding more and more English. I want to play around with like bits and horseshoes and stuff like that as well. I just haven't gotten there yet. So.
Very good. Well, congratulations on being here. I hope you sell
Thank
a lot
you.
And get into a lot of stores out there. And we'll definitely send people to the website. Give it again.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
What's the website again?
Oh, I'm sorry. The website is watercolorwestern.com.
This winter has been brutal in most of the country, even here in Florida. A company that addresses the cold in style is Grace and Grit. And now they have a men's line.
Well, I am so happy that the first person I saw when I got here this morning on Wednesday to Wessa was Lacey from Grace and Grit. And I saw you. You were the first person I interviewed the last time.
Yes, in August.
Yeah.
In August, yeah.
And you were along the wall, which means you were a newbie. That was your first time here,
I moved
right?
in 2 rows.
I know. You're like graduated now, and your booth is very lovely.
Thank you. Thank you.
Isn't it amazing what you learn the first time?
Oh, yes. I know. I think last time we were worried our booth was going to fall over, but we're sturdy this time.
Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And of course, you're here from South Dakota.
Yeah.
And you brought your weather with you down to Dallas.
I guess so. I know. It's crazy. It sounds like Saturday is going to be a
fun one. You'll be used to it. It'll be fine for you.
Yeah. We got our four-wheel drive.
Yeah, you're good. So tell me what's happened in the last 6 months. Obviously, you're here, so you've done well. Thank you for that.
Yes, it has been a roller coaster. It is crazy what the last 6 months have done. We've released a couple new items, kind of tweaked some of our caps we had before, and so it's super exciting the direction that we're going with it.
Tell me, because this is for the WESA show, so it goes out to wholesalers and retailers.
Yes.
Who have you found your customer is?
Oh, the horses is our big ones. Western, cold weather, the northerners.
So you're in more general stores too?
Yes.
Yep.
And your feed stores, your ranch stores, your work weather. Our hats are made to be outside, and they wear well, they wash well, they're made to do the chores.
So tell us what your hats are. Give us a reminder, and then I'll ask you what's new.
They are a trapper hat. So where the ear flaps fold down.
These are not your average trapper hat.
No,
okay, these are beautiful.
They're super cute. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we made the Elmer Fudd hat cute.
Yes.
And I mean, we've got leopard, we've got very cute fleece, we've got teal and maroons and blacks, and our new style we have now is a ponytail hat, because we've had quite a few requests. So now we have the trapper hat that will fold down and still be convenient, but you got somewhere where your hair can go, and it has been a huge hit. We had a lot of requests for that one.
Well, so, I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that. It's a very practical item. It's a hat that you don't know you need until you get out there and you say, I wish I had a cap to keep the wind off my face, and I could wear in all the elements.
I'm looking at the blue one up here, and my wife would love that one. I'm going to have to get
one
of those for her.
They're so fun, aren't they?
And she lives in Florida, but we get chilly.
Her walks, wherever you go. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and we did come out with a men's line now, too, because I found that the men were getting a little jealous, and they were wishing they had one, because these ones cover your full ear. They are adjustable in the inside, so it fits most head sizes, and we have some really fun men colors as well.
Are these the men's over here?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, they do look more manly.
Yeah. And they are larger, so they will fit.
Those of us like me that have big heads?
Yes. Yeah.
I like them. I think they're great.
Thank you.
And I like how you settled them down.
They're not wild. I mean, we have a couple wild colors for them, those. But, I mean, when you're doing chores, white is not practical.
Right.
I mean, we do have a cream hat, and it's very cute. But these are made to be worn.
I think they're so cute. I'd be afraid to wear them out in the mud and snow.
Oh, I wore mine all the time. They're good. We've gotten horse manure on there, everything. Yeah, we're good.
So what do they retail for?
So they retail for $60, and then they wholesale for $33.
Very good. Well, where can people find you again to buy?
So our wholesale website is www.graceandgrit.com.
Very good.
And we're on all Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You can find us anywhere.
Thank you, Lacey.
Thank you.
And while we're talking about hats, the Wallaroo Hat Company made their first appearance at WESA, and I'm sure it won't be their last.
So I am here with Hillary, and you're with the Wallaroo Hat Company. It's your first time I've seen you here, but the company's been around a while.
Yes, it's our first time exhibiting here at the show, but Wallaroo has been around since 1999.
So tell us, I stopped by because your hats are a little different than all the other hats I've seen here.
Yes.
So tell us about it.
So Wallaroo is all about sun protection, stylish sun protection at that. And so all of our hats have some sort of sun protection factor, whether it be UPF 50, which is maximum sun protection, down to UPF 30. And then all of our hats are also packable and adjustable for the perfect fit.
And Wallaroo, Australian, how'd that come about?
Yes, so our CEO and founder, Stephanie Carter, went on a trip with her husband back to Australia and discovered hats there that had the UPF 50 protection factor. And she brought that back to the United States and started Wallaroo.
And you have a lot of different styles of hats.
We do. We have everything from our cowboy styles, like our Catalina cowboy and our packable Denver. And then we have down to really nice fedoras, some great hats for derbies, all the way down to hats for kids.
And so you're here, obviously, to find retailers to sell in the stores. And so I assume you have retailers all over the country?
We do. We have everything from fun small mom and pops to gift shops. We sell in museums. We sell in garden shops. And then we also sell at WallarooHats.com.
And because you're new, tell me, what is the best seller?
One of our best sellers in our cowboy styles would be our Catalina Cowboy. And it comes in three different colors, but then we also have a petite size for those with smaller heads like myself. Ah. And we have an extra large size for women whose heads might be a little larger than the normal size.
That's good, because a lot of hats don't fit both ends of that spectrum.
No, and that's we're known for having a lot of petite styles, because that was something that was requested a long time ago. And our founder, Stephanie Carter, decided to introduce petites into the line. And it's been one of our really successful lines.
Well, where can people find them to buy them?
So they can find them at WallarooHats.com, and we also have a store locator on our website that they can find local retailers in their area.
Very good. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
Belt buckles are an important part of any Western store, and Bimora had some unique ones that I have not seen before, and they're worth taking a look at for your store.
I am here with Danny at, how do you say the name of the company?
Bimora USA.
Bimora USA. And I love this year that there's so many unique, different new products at the show. And you guys, there's been a lot of, obviously, companies that have belt buckles and accessories, but you're completely different. Tell us why your belt buckles are so different.
Yeah, thanks. I would love to. So ours are imported from Italy. They're a wide range of different designs. So we kind of cater to the entire world, not just one specific industry. We do Western, we do more modern, we do animals, sea,
there's turtles,
jungle.
There's some of those lizards that we see in Florida at
geckos,
my house.
Yeah, we like the geckos.
There's crabs.
Yeah, the crabs. Also, we like to eat the crabs. So we try to bring
that.
A wide range,
sea horses.
You know, varying different designs that can be used for different outfits or just statements that you want to make.
And then you also have stones, right?
Yeah, so there are some as well that have, it's mother of pearl, and the shell is actually handmade. So it's like the inside of a shell that's like taken apart and put onto the buckle. So it's attached very carefully to make these unique designs. And they're all individual that way as well, because each shell is going to have a different design on the inside of it. So it's put together from real and recycled shells in the ocean.
I really, truly have never seen anything like this at the show before. And you have square and round and oval. I mean, you have all the shapes.
And we even have some for the more classic designs, classic people. This way, it's a standard, more elegant version of a just normal buckle that you would see at a just general store.
Yeah, kicked up a notch or two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love this. And so I'm sure they're all different retail prices. Where can people go to find them?
BuyMoraUS.com.
Finally, we will end with another company making its first appearance at WESA, Walls Workwear.
So, Brittany, I walked by your booth, and we're supposed to, in Dallas here, well, we're under a winter storm warning now, and they're declaring a state of emergency and everything else for ice and snow. And then I saw your booth, and I was like, I don't have a coat along. I need to see if I can beg and get a coat from her. You have the coolest looking winter wear.
Thank you. Thank you. We're really excited. It's very tough and works in every element.
So, give us a little history on the company.
Okay. So Walls started in 1938 in Texas.
You're new.
We have that heritage along with us. The company has kind of been acquired and passed around a little bit throughout the years. We have now found a stable owner through a private equity group. And so we are bringing it back to life and bringing that heritage back.
And describe the clothing that you do sell, the coats that you sell.
Yeah. So we are that rough and rugged duck.
Think Carhartt.
Yes, exactly. Think Carhartt, but we are more technology rich. We have three times the technology in every single piece that we have built. You can learn more about that technology at walls.com and kind of read into all of those.
I think it's a little bit classier looking too.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And cleaner. There's also a lot of safety elements.
It's still workwear looking, but it's not quite so plain workwear.
Exactly.
Looking.
Our workwear is geared to that lifestyle guy that goes to work all day and doesn't want to take off his jacket or coat or bibs to go to dinner, or his wife's not making him take off his jacket to go to dinner. This is stuff that you want to wear in the lifestyle world, but is tough enough to work in.
So you have a variety of different coats. Are they unisex?
They are. Technically, we go down to a size small. We do have shorts, like short length in some of our bibs. So that would accommodate a female just fine. But primarily our main focus is the men.
And I can see this too. You know, my wife wears men's clothes too. I mean,
absolutely,
she's
5'9",
well. Right?
So, yes, I'm wearing one right now.
And especially if you would put these over something else. You would put these over sweatshirts or sweaters or whatever.
Yes, and we actually have a line of sweatshirts that would be a woman could wear. I wear mine all the time for sure. Flannels, girls, we can throw that on a pair of our favorite jeans and layer it up with a vest, and you're all good.
The tan one here, which looks like a Carhartt, but is designed a little bit differently.
That's exactly right.
Is the one I picked out right
yes,
away.
Yes, that's exactly right. It's one,
it has
of our
to be
best
one of your
sellers.
Best sellers. Yeah.
Yes, the Mingus Bomber jacket, fully Sherpa lined, insulated throughout, muscle back technology, which is patented. So,
if I didn't live in Florida, I'd be buying one right now.
But there you go.
A lot of our listeners are in the north. So.
Yes. Well, even if you are in Florida, we have something for you. Our Sunwall collection is made for that heat. It's got protection, flip down cuffs,
and these
to
are
protect
shirts, yep, not jackets, yeah,
to protect your hands and your neck if you're out there working. So we have something for every element in the weather.
So how, like the coat we were just talking about, retail, what's that?
It's about $109. We do have
so
a camo print that's $114.
Then,
that's
too.
Right, exactly. Yeah. We're $10 to $15 less on every garment that we have below Carhartt. So the technology value you're getting as well as the price point.
Like
you
have the vests and the hats. So you have the whole thing.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad to see you here.
Yeah,
thank you
so much
for stopping by. Where can people go to buy it?
You can go to walls.com, our own DC website, or you can find us in any Cavender's locations. We're in all 200 doors across the nation. So.
And hopefully after this weekend, you'll be in a ton more stores
across
the country.
That's exactly right. That's here's hoping, right?
Going forward, we're changing up the schedule a little bit. There will be 2 retail roundups and 2 Wisdom by Wessas every month. They'll come out on the Thursday of every week of the month. Of course, the retail roundup is more business related and how to run a retail operation, small to medium size. And we cover all aspects of that. And then the Wisdom by Wessa show highlights manufacturers and companies in the Western world who attend Wessa and give you a little bit of their history and how they do their business. So we're going to have one episode for you every week of the month coming out on Thursday. So this will be your first one for February, and we look forward to another Wisdom by Wessa next week. Have a terrific week, everybody. I hope you sell bunches, and don't forget you can find us at wessatradeshow.com or any of the socials.